Let's put the attention to a local author. Manistee Encounters tells the story of three former high school friends who have not had contact with each other for over 20 years. Well, you know where I'm going. Now, through a set of circumstances unknown to them, they stumble across each other in the town of Messick in northern Michigan. I'll leave the rest to my guests on behalf of a conversation we've had before. Evan Ames, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I do not introduce you as the author because that would be the gentleman sitting to your right who is?
My father, Michael Ames.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Evan, we have spoken before under the auspices of John Barry. Tell us about you.
I'm a user experience designer here in town at a local agency called Universal Mind. We're a digital consultancy.
Yes. Have you had a good holiday?
Yeah, it's great.
Hanging out with Dad?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All relax.
Great. Have you bought a copy of his book?
I have.
Okay.
A few, actually.
All right. Tell us about you, Michael Ames.
Oh, well, I have had a career in sales and marketing, and I've done a lot of short story writing as well as publications for design of instruction, et cetera. And I was always told I was a good writer, and I wanted to try my hand at writing a novel. And it basically came down to this. If I didn't do it, I was going to wake up someday and regret that I never gave it a shot. So I've been working on this one for about 4 years, off and on, and finally came up with the structure I wanted and the characters I wanted, and Evan's helped me to release it and get it out there in the marketplace.
Yeah, he proved that here on the morning show.
Yes.
Get my dad on.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, Manistee Encounters. First of all, is it out for purchase?
Yes, you can. The best way to find it is to go to Write Ames, that's W-R-I-T-E, Ames.com, and there there'll be a button you can click on to purchase it. You can purchase it either in ebook form or also in traditional printed form.
Right. It's the way we are these days. So what's it about?
Well, it's about three men who knew each other in high school. Like most people, after high school, they never stayed in touch. Mm-hmm. They just went their own individual directions. One becomes an FBI agent. The other one becomes a sales director. The other one becomes somebody that we won't discuss here because it will ruin the story. But they all, for one reason or another, end up in the town of Messick, northern Michigan, off Manistee River. And there, they discover that one of them, whom they assumed was dead, may not be. And so an old murder investigation is reopened, and the FBI director goes to work on it. And then in addition to that, along the way, we have a romance that develops between one of the characters and a local woman, mm-hmm. as well as a cadre of characters that come in and out of local Messick as well as southern Michigan. There's, I hope, what I consider to be humor in the book as well. So,
let's ask your best or worst critic. Did you laugh, Evan?
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor.
When Evan, did you get the first, theme or idea, and how much did you influence the writing of this?
Actually, my most and probably foremost memory of the book was him kind of telling me stories here and there, sometimes throughout, I'd get home and he'd kind of share some writing with me, and some of the stories are really good. And I said, did you read this somewhere? He goes, no, I'm just starting to write this and put this book together. So it was pretty exciting to hear that.
Yeah. Why the setting in northern Michigan?
Because it kind of plays against what actually occurs. It's a place that's quite quiet. It's, I wouldn't call it a resort town. Its origins are in lumber and in the fishing resort area, kind of.
Is this a fictitious town? A fictitious town?
The town of Messick is real.
Okay.
It exists.
Is it in the Manistee area?
Yes, it's off the little Manistee River. And but my version of it is not necessarily Messick as it exists. There's some fictionalized characters. There's some fictionalized locations that are there, too. A lodge that exists there for fishing and also a storied inn that's been there from the logging days that's run by a guy from southern Michigan who comes up there to retire, semi-retire. So it's a place where people normally go just to lay back and relax, and yet here a couple of pretty dramatic things occur that you wouldn't expect in a setting like this.
What happens with the Chippewa beauty queen?
She comes in, and I won't say a whole lot about her, yeah. But she comes into the picture through one of the characters who has kind of redeemed his life.
Was this, do you talk about this at the holiday dinner table?
Oh, yeah, here, absolutely. Yeah? I've been talking about it with coworkers, friends, family, and a lot of people that I actually, people I went to high school with, stayed in contact with, some people I've kind of just been acquaintances with throughout my life have already purchased the book as well. So it's been a pretty exciting ride.
Cool. Michael, did you work with the Writers Club or how did, is this, I hate to say, I mean, is it self-published or?
It's self-published. I spent a year and a half trying to access an agent or a publishing group. Very, very tough. They get bombarded with manuscripts. And so I went into the history of self-publishing and found out that there are people like James Joyce and many, many others, Mark Twain, you name it, had self-published at one point or another. John Grisham self-published. Stephen King self-publishes. It's easier for them because everybody knows who they are already, so they can go ahead and do it. But the technology is changing dramatically, and the publishing world is, I think, trying to figure out a way to morph into this without losing their traditional contact base. And so today you can go out and you can print, which you couldn't do several years ago, or you can e-book. It doesn't matter. And you can be fairly successful with it. There's been quite a few writers in the last few years that have done really, really well with self-publishing. Plus, to be frank about it, if some agent or publishing company wants to grab it and talk to me about it, that's fine too. But I didn't want to sit around and wait. I wanted to get going. I have a second novel I'm working on. So,
well, that would be obviously the follow-up question. The foreseeable novel in the future would be, are we talking serious or a series or a standalone?
It's standalone. Everything I'm going to do will be standalone. The next one will be about a woman who grows up in northern Michigan in Petoskey with her sister. Her name is Sam. Sister's name is Alex. And they grow up in kind of a tough situation with unusual parents. And the heroine is really Sam, Samantha. And she moves around in her success from New York to northern Michigan and back and forth.
Well, with the characters in your present book, Manistee Encounters, again, this couple who own a fly fishing lodge, this valve stem vigilante. I'll leave that for the reader. Do we see any Evan Ames in here? Evan, did you make the cut here? The son, the solo son?
No, he's
son
not
of
there. This is all fiction. Yeah. It's all fiction.
Yeah. Yeah. Any of this authoring rub off on you, Evan, as far as you want to write a book someday?
I don't know about writing a book, but it's definitely influenced me in my own career and writing more posts about my industry of user experience design and trying to kind of publish my own thoughts. And he's always had a huge impact on me when it comes to writing and always kind of looking back at it and correcting it and always making it better. So he's definitely had a huge impact on me.
So what are the lessons learned from the first book that you take into this second, Michael?
I got caught up in the first one with what I would call the rewrite disease, where you go back and rewrite and rewrite and rewrite, and you want it to be perfect. And I read a great interview with Elmore Leonard, and he had some great tips for writers. And he said, the first thing you want to do is not get caught up in that. Write it well, do it well, and just like a child, you give it your best shot and you release it to the world and forget about it. Because you can go back and look at your books 20 years later, pull it off the shelf and say, boy, I would have done that differently. Or it'll never end if you don't cut it off. So this time I'm doing it more quickly, with less rewriting, and I probably can do the process in 1 year instead of three or four.
Well, life is short. We wouldn't want your book to be half-ended as we move along here in life. So I trust you'll eventually come up with some book signings for us. You'll post those on your website?
Yes, we will.
And Evan, what else is happening in your life?
Not too much. I'm actually also pursuing kind of a side business with a business partner of mine on the east side of the Michigan. So it's been a bit pretty year, busy year, laying the foundation for both his book and some stuff that I'm working on. So
great. All right. So full circle. Your book is out for us in a variety of ways. Manistee Encounters. Did you come up with the title?
Yes.
Yes.
I came up with lots of titles. Listen to my wife and my son laugh at them.
Well,
tell me how stupid they were, and then reworked them and came up with one that everybody liked. So, yeah.
Well, again, the beauty of maybe not working with an agent is you get to choose that title as well.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. How do we find out more information?
Again, you go to Wright Ames, W-R-I-T-E, Ames.com.
That's A-M-E-S.
A-M-E-S, yes. And I don't. We go out through Twitter, and I'm not a social media guy, but my son's gotten me involved in it for the book's purpose.
I've got him on the interwebs, going full blast. So,
so going on Twitter, which is, I can't remember.
It's M underscore Ames 60. That's his handle on Twitter.
All right, M underscore Ames 60. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that, Michael. Yes, that's the world in which we live. Manistee Encounters by you, Michael Ames, and son Evan Ames. Thanks for your teamship, and good luck to you.
Thanks,
thank you very much.